Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Let me see if we can get her online here. One second. Are you there? Okay, it's the show is starting. Okay. We're on the line right now. Yeah. Okay, just call back again. 713. 955. You got it. Okay.
Hello. Hello, are you there?
Who, Mary?
Yes. Okay. She's calling in right now.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Ada Marie?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
I called at 2 o'clock and they said there was no show this week.
Oh, they won't let us on until 2:15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are we on the show now?
Right now, yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about Ada Marie for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I know that you grew up in Montana. And I know
mm-hmm.
that your grandmother and your great grandmother were with you and were teaching you, grooming you to be a seer and a healer. And what was it like as a little girl to have your grandmother teaching you these mystical things?
Well, it was an ongoing thing every day, and if you were say that you were outside playing and skinned your knee.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go in the house, and if you were little, you might cry, but that would go away quickly because they would say to you, "That's enough of that," and they would put some what do you call that stuff? That liniment, horse liniment,
mm-hmm.
on whatever the scratch was, and send you back outside.
I see. Okay.
I mean, there wasn't very much. I got bucked off a horse, and a horse stepped on the side of my head, And when I woke up, I was 60 miles away in a hospital. My dad was sitting there, and he said, "Now, do you think you've done enough nonsense? I was 9 years old."
Okay.
And that was my sympathy.
Okay.
I mean,
well, how about your grandmothers? How did they begin teaching you?
Well, in everyday life, when they're there, and something happens, then they explain. First off, they explain what happened. They explain how you did it, and then they give you a reason for not doing it again. There wasn't any spanking, so there wasn't any meanness, but you were made to understand what really happened, how it happened, and don't do this again.
I see.
You know,
How did they teach you about speaking to angels and things like that?
Well, that's a whole different thing, because that would happen in the evening at night, and you would before you went to bed. Grandma would say, my one grandma, she was Norwegian, she would say, "Now it's time to do our prayer and ask God to see us in the morning and see that we have what we have need of. You always have to be thankful for what you had for the day and then ask him to provide whatever you had need of." And that would be anything, whether it was water, whether it was packing in wood, whatever you had to do, you had need of that help, and that was what God would be providing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that always has walked with us, because, okay, today, the girl that is here today, she's sitting here with me right now, we were working on some things, and she had come for some retreat work, and she's very, very, very wise. She's wiser than she realizes, and her energy pattern is very clear, so she doesn't have to be careful of what she says. She only has to sometimes explain it, because people won't understand what she actually means. But in the world today, she's wiser than most of the people she has to deal with, and that is really a problem for her, because it scares them. You know, they concede without very much energy that she's wise. And you don't have a lot of wise people out there today. Most of them are bimbos, you know. So when she is doing something, she knows where to start and where to stop and how to make it work. Well, how many people are that way today?
It sounds as if you are reassuring her of how that she's on the right track, and that what she's doing and what she's feeling is natural and right. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, that is true, but she already has that knowledge, and she came to work with me, and she's leaving today, but we've had a wonderful time, because she isn't caught up in all the hip and the crap that's going on today. Her agenda is to do what is best for herself and the people she works for. So we've had a wonderful day, and yeah, we have. We've had a wonderful day, and I hate to see her leave.
Put her on. Let's find out what it's like to have a day with Ada Marie.
Well, she might be able to tell you. She's been here for 2 days now. So
what's her name?
Michelle.
Michelle. Okay.
Yeah, her name is Michelle, right? Is your name Michelle?
Linda.
This is Linda.
Linda.
Michelle was here this morning. Linda, she's turn it on. Turn the phone on.
Oh no! You know what? I have to go quickly and see if I can change the time here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. There we are. Let's see, here we go. Now, where can we save this?
Okay, I think Linda's on the phone.
Okay. Let's see if I made it in time.
Okay.
Let's see, I just changed the time, and let's see if they let us do this. Okay, Linda? Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how did you happen to decide to work with Ada Marie?
Well, I was in search for someone that had a real seasoned background in a more natural approach to retreat counseling and advising. And so I got on the internet, of course, and started searching around. And I didn't want to go to a large facility. I didn't really want to be in a group setting. I was more focused for something more one-on-one, which is exactly what Ada Marie offered.
That's great. Uh-huh. Did you have any specific expectations, or did you just decide to take whatever happened?
Well, I had quite a few things that were kind of burdening my psyche. I was feeling a little trapped. I don't want to go into detail about circumstances, but
no, you don't have to go into specifics. Just
it's been very gratifying to hear the input and suggestions and guidance I'm getting from Ada Marie. And I need more time to digest a lot of what she has sent my way. It's been really rewarding.
Well, that's true. You know, when you connect with a spiritual healer, very often some of the things that are said will bubble up over time, and you'll apply it to things, and you'll find it's enriching your life, and it will change the way you respond to things later, even though you think you forgot it.
Right.
That makes
sense? I have taken quite a bit of notes too.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. And so how are you feeling now?
Well, I'm feeling a lot lighter in mind and in spirit, so to speak. I'm anxious to just let it all kind of sink in some more. And like you said, I think that a lot of this will kind of resurface, and I will be able to apply a lot of the concepts in my future issues or stressors. And heaven knows we have enough stressors today.
We certainly do. We certainly do. But you know something? Believe it or not, the old days were not all that wonderful either. there was always stressors. We come here to this earth plane to work against the resistance, you know, because in the spirit world there isn't any resistance, and we need to get stronger here, and then I know I'm pretty sure that Ada Marie told you some of the things that she has gone through.
Yes,
and I've gone through a lot of things myself, and what matters is that we work with it instead of fighting against it.
Mhm. Right. I've seen that, and she's made me more aware that I need to release a lot of things that I've been holding on to and kind of resisting. And I think what you said is so true.
great. So so of course being in the quiet and in the beautiful place out there in Arizona is healing in of itself, isn't it?
Oh yes, I just saw a beautiful roadrunner up on the hill here, just out the window this morning. Just like it was sent there for me to see it. It was so amazing. It's beautiful country out here.
That's wonderful. And what are your plans now that you have spent this time with Ada Marie? Has anything changed in your expectations, your energy, and what you're planning to do, and how you want to focus and go onward from here?
All of that is what I came here for, and I'm anticipating my next moves, and I intend probably to keep in touch with some phone contact here, and she's just great to talk to.
That's great. That's great. And Ada Marie, are you on? Can you hear
yes,
too?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Great. So
I'm listening.
You must be feeling pretty good to be able to have someone who is this happy with what you're doing with her. So
well, let me tell you something. It's wonderful to work with a younger person who is aware and really wants their life to be harmonious, peaceful, healthy, and happy. It's wonderful to have a younger person, and she is much younger, that really wants to make her life turn around. And she will. There's no question in my mind. I'm as happy as a clam because here is somebody who is young and able to go forward and turn her life into a tremendous success and health. And she is healthy. So those things are the things I work for when I work with people. And even though we laugh a lot, she's getting it. And like she said, she's taken lots of notes. So she'll probably be using those notes for some time to come. That'll be good.
Of course. Some of these things come back to you years later, and you don't even realize it was stored down in there. It's amazing how when we need it, things that are hidden down in there pop up.
They do pop up, you know.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
So, what do you feel is the Linda again? What do you feel is the very best thing that you're taking home with you?
Well, I think it's basically an affirmation that I'm on the right track in developing my spirit awareness. I think that I'm fighting a whole lot with my conscious decisions. Versus what my soul really wants me to be doing. And this is kind of visiting with Ada Marie has kind of affirmed my fight. And so it's making me more able to differentiate between what my ego self and my conditioning here on Earth has been kind of making me want to do. I'm feeling the fight, and I came here to help determine which is which.
You know, it's so normal what you're telling me, but we come here so close to spirit and full of that wonderful one. Did you ever look into a newborn baby's eyes and see that? See, it's like you're seeing the wisdom of the universe in the baby's eyes. You know, and by the time they potty train us and they teach us to how to eat and what we force us into getting wearing clothes when we don't want to, and teaching us that everybody is not a friend and some people are dangerous and all things, and the language and everything, we completely forget what we came here with, what we had when we first arrived.
We spend
maybe 2/3 of our lifetime trying to figure out what we came here for. It's amazing.
Right. Right, it is. And a lot of people are just blind to it, I think.
And very few people get a chance to work with somebody like Ada Marie on an extended basis. The whole thing is this. I mean, you can't do it in half an hour, you know.
Right, right.
And, I mean, a lot of these psychologists and psychiatrists, psychotherapists and everything, when I was in the Blanton Peale Institute for Pastoral Counseling, they would say, well, you can never spend more than 50 minutes with them. And I would say, but maybe it takes an hour for the person to really get in touch with what they came there for. They said, oh, yeah, the old doorknob syndrome. Was it? Oh, by the way, doctor. And I said, well, what do you do then? He said, he held the hand finger up and he said, I tell them that we will work on that the very first thing next week. And I said, but next week, the moment is gone. And he just looked at me and he shook his head like, well, how what am I going to do with this person? You know, it was very difficult for me because I, you know, you need a certain amount of credentials in this world for people to trust you.
Right.
And so
even with the credentials, it takes time to develop that rapport with each individual. So trying to box this relationship into 50 minutes must have been extremely difficult.
Oh, I just looked at him and said, never mind, when I'm alone, I'll do exactly what I know what to do, you know. Yes, and of course, I wasn't fortunate as Ada Marie was to grow up with a grandmother and grandmother who were seers, and I was about 40 before I even finally admitted I was a healer, you know. And this is a very difficult thing to deal with when you don't grow up with the acceptance of it, and people looking at you and saying you're weird. You know, do you know you're weird?
Right,
you know?
Right. It's not confidence building by any means, and because people tend to categorize, it could make you feel uncomfortable when really you're blessed with a special gift that you're trying to develop further.
That is exactly right, and would you say that Ada Marie has reinforced your sense of your own power?
Yes, yes, it's been really nice. It's been really nice to meet with her and feel the like-mindedness.
Uh-huh.
And she is so far developed that it's comforting.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I was lucky in is I finally found I found a channeler, and he had circles that met almost every night of the week. And so I had sort of a 2-hour immersion, but by that time I was almost 50 years old before I actually really settled down and started developing my abilities. And the whole thing is this, is that when God gives you a gift, you don't take it for granted. You have to work with it. You have to practice. You have to develop. You have to grow with it and trust yourself and build that confidence so that you can work as Ada Marie does in with other people and helping them to build their confidence.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a big responsibility.
It really is. It actually took my having lung cancer and coughing for an hour and a half every time I took a deep breath and coughing up blood and everything, and lost my job and I was taken to an Association of Humanistic Psychology conference. I'd lost my job, so why not, you know? And I met other healers for the first time in my life.
Wow.
And we sat in the circle and beamed energy at a woman in a wheelchair who had cancer. And after the end of that, I was just outside in the hall looking at the brochures, and this fellow I'd been sitting next to came up and said, "What are you doing for dinner?" And I said, "Nothing. I don't know anybody," because the gal who had insisted that I must go to this at the last moment couldn't go because her husband came home from his sales trip. And so there I was in a strange town and not knowing anybody, and it was like being thrown into the water and saying, "Swim," you know. And so this fellow offered to take me to dinner. So great. And after dinner, he gave me a big hug, and it was as if somebody had opened a blast furnace, and I jumped backwards about 10 feet and hit the wall, you know, and I'm standing there in a daze saying, "What was that?" And he started laughing. This is just that old healing. And it turned out that he was a university professor at the University of in Charlotte. And so anyway, I said, "Well, how do you do that?" And he says, "It just when it wants to come, it'll come, and when it doesn't want to come, it won't come." And the next morning, I woke up, and a miracle happened. It happened that I took a deep breath, and nothing happened. No coughing,
wow.
No blood, nothing. And I went through the weekend with, I was so lucky, classes and workshops with Milt Erickson, with the NLP guys, with Tony and Lil and John and Tony Lilly, and I mean top people in the healing and in all kinds, and it wasn't just psychology, it was also there were healers there, and they weren't crazy people that people said were witches. They were university professors and lawyers and legitimate people, and this was my introduction.
Wow, I bet that was quite an experience.
It was incredible. And then on the way home, I got a ride from Atlantic City to New York with a psychotherapist, and she literally psychoanalyzed me the whole trip back to New York. And she said, "But how did you go through this? How did you manage? You didn't have professional help. How are you sane now? You just survive and everything." And by the time I almost got to New York, I realized the gift I had been given and the healing that I had received, and this was the most incredible thing in the world. And this was at that very moment, I literally committed the rest of my life to healing and to being an instrument of divine purpose. So it doesn't matter the way you come to it. The way Ada Marie came to it was ideal. It was wonderful. It was amazing, and the confidence that she has, and the energy that she shares. She came by it naturally, and she grew up with it, and she's perfectly comfortable. But mm-hmm. I came to it the exact opposite way.
And now
I came
you're comfortable
to it
with it.
Sure, after and uh-huh. because that this was 1979. This is that spontaneous healing of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
So when God gives you a gift, it's your responsibility to work with it. And mm-hmm. I denied it half a lifetime. I denied my gifts. I denied who I was. Ada Marie never had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter when you learn, when you grow, when you accept it, when you give yourself to your work. It matters that you do it. Right, Ada?
Correct. Yes. It's when the responsibility is given, you have to carry it.
And we have to pass it on.
Yes.
So the two of you together, do you feel that you've accomplished a lot?
Well, we have. We have. We just kind of turned the world around.
Fabulous.
Everybody that comes here, you know, they come to find out what's wrong when really nothing's wrong. It's just they just need to do what they're getting, and they don't always do that. But they
right.
come, and by the time they leave, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
There you go. You know, we
yeah.
have someone who wants to ask a question. Ada Marie, you ready to answer a question?
Yeah, I can answer a question.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? It sounds as if they're listening to the radio.
Yeah, the radio is kind of...
Hello? Well,
hello?
That doesn't help too much. Okay. We'll go back to them later. Okay.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Let's see. Hello? Do you have a question? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, did you have a question?
Mary, is that you?
Yes.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi.
And I just have my friend traveling in Europe. He left 2 weeks ago, and he's not expected back for another 6 weeks. I wanted to know if you feel like he's safe, and he, you know.
Yes. Yes.
He will be back on October 3rd. He will
yes.
have a safe vacation.
He'll have an enjoyable trip.
Okay. All right, because I'm worried about him traveling through Europe. But
well, stop it. You'll cause him trouble. Be happy that he's
okay.
there. Be happy he's having a good time.
Yeah, sure. I think is that the gentleman who had a stroke?
Yes. Who has recovered
okay.
from the stroke quite nicely.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you have any suggestion to her to stop, how to stop worrying?
Well, all she has to do instead of worry is see him having a good time and enjoying himself and being able to meet a lot of wonderful people.
Okay, and that's what one of the things he loves doing is meeting strangers, because he has a gift of gab.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to picture him, just talking, you know, and meeting strangers like he enjoys doing. Thank you so
Perfect.
Much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You know, worrying takes the same amount of psychic energy as praying for something good to happen.
Actually, it
just
takes more.
Okay.
It takes more energy because you're pushing something at somebody that don't want it.
Uh-huh.
So it takes a lot more energy.
Well, I always think of worrying as praying for something bad to happen. It's...
Basically, that's what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not
okay. Fantastic. Well, let's see if we can get this other person with the radio. See if they're ready to ask. They have a question. Hello.
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 Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking with Terry.
Terry. Hi. Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. So I just wanted to see what the universe has for me coming up in my love life. I'm hoping to meet the perfect person in 2018, not just anyone. I have created a list.
2.5 years from now.
Really?
Yep.
So I'm not going to meet him anytime soon?
Pardon?
I'm not going to meet him anytime soon?
No.
Oh, okay. 2.5 years.
You're not
okay.
Ready.
Huh?
She says you're not ready. It gives you, you've got 2.5 years to work on yourself to be the most wonderful person you can be. Isn't that a good deal?
That's good. Oh, wow. So 2.5 years?
Yeah.
So we're looking at 2019,
right.
2020? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm not meeting him anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it breaks my heart, but okay. So that gives me time to work on myself and do other things that I would like to do.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so if I were to meet anybody between anyone now, it'll never work out, basically.
Well, you can just say, you know, this is somebody to spend time with, but I'm not going to worry about spending the rest of my life with them. I'll just spend the time that we have together, and then you can enjoy it more.
Oh, okay. Okay, so 2.5 years. Wow. I thought you were going to say in 2018, but you know what? Honestly, that gives me enough time to, you know, to go to school and do everything that I need to do.
There you
good.
Go. That's wonderful.
That's
okay, and this person, because I do plan on moving to California within a 2-year period. So you think I'll meet that person out in California? Because I live in New York, and I wouldn't dare date anyone from New York. I don't mind speaking, but that's as far as it will go.
Okay. Whatever works.
No, that's okay. So do you think this person will be in California when I move there?
I don't know. I don't see him there.
Oh, okay.
Terry, thank you so much. Your
thank
name is Terry?
You. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, we have someone else calling. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Oops, I lost. Oh, here we are. Hello.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
What's your question, Rose?
Well, I started looking for work, and I applied for 2 jobs yesterday and 1 today. And I want to know what you feel about that or any kind of work in my future.
Well, there's work for you if you want it. It's just a matter of do you want to do it.
Yes.
So apply it several times because you'll get two or three offers out of the number of times you try.
Okay. The 2 jobs I applied for, do you think I'll get an interview for them? Or is that what you're talking about?
Right, right. Correct.
That's what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Do you have anything else for her?
No, she's going to be working within a week.
Oh, my. Okay, she's already hung up. Some people are so impatient. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. They call in, they think they've got an answer, and it's like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
when you have so much to give.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I think this has been a very, very enlightening show because we rarely get to talk with someone who's right in the middle of an intensive program with you, Ada Marie, and I just want to say that I get absolutely wonderful vibes from Linda. And I do believe that you have talents that you haven't discovered yet.
That could be, but I do enough to keep me busy.
Uh-huh.
So that's a fact.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about Linda.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has got me thinking a whole lot more about the talents you refer to as being part of my own. It's a little overwhelming, but I suspected it.
Just go slow.
The way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time.
Okay.
Good, that's good.
So, you know, people they expect to just suddenly, like in a Disney movie, suddenly somebody puts a magic cloak on you, and you're all of a sudden you're in business. You know, you're a fully developed psychic or whatever. It doesn't work that way. You need time to learn to trust yourself and learn not to talk yourself out of the gifts you're given.
I can certainly see that. I doubt a lot of what I feel or sense. That's another reason it brought me here is, like I said earlier, to be able to distinguish what really is part of this gift you refer to. And what is myself,
your ego.
My ego, my earth self telling.
Think over your lifetime and how many times have you told yourself, I knew it, I knew it, why didn't I pay attention?
Oh, yes.
that's a giveaway, isn't it, Ada?
Right, right. Absolutely.
So, do you have any other suggestions, Ada? Any thoughts coming from your angel friends?
I haven't had any today, but it's been a day that we've had a lot of in and out projects to take care of and look at and try to decide what to do with. So we really haven't had time to just sit and, as we're doing now, and be aware and meditate. But I have a very good feeling that things are moving along slowly, but in a better menu, because there's been so much nonsense going on all over the country and all over the world that
absolutely.
Yeah, they're just tight.
So
I've just been praying for divine guidance and divine health and the ability to know what I'm receiving and what to do with it.
Good.
And I receive
a lot of stuff. We have another
caller
who has, you think you are ready for another question?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Christine. Hi.
Hi,
Christine.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
What is your question?
Pardon?
What is your question?
Thank you. I'm calling from northern Minnesota, and I have been struggling for a very long time with some family issues, specifically a sister who is 1 year younger than I, and it seems as if there's just, I think she's evil, and I'm just not sure how to handle this. She's mean, and she's caused some real grief, and I'm just wondering what you see on how I can, what
well,
to do.
I don't know
what to do.
I'll give you a simple answer. Pack up your bag and move away. Start life
over.
Okay. That was exactly what I felt, too. Get out of there.
Okay.
We don't see
each other.
You can't move fast enough. Run, don't walk.
Okay. Here's the deal, though. I've got another sister who has somehow aligned with her. And that's the sister I really miss. And my poor mom in this, who is also a troublemaker, I seem to be surrounded by him. But I'm just not, you know, what do I do? Really? Just walk away from my whole family? Really?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
I did that when I was 18.
Either that or you can just settle down and decide to be a martyr.
No, I don't want to be a martyr. No.
Okay.
You know what? No.
Okay.
No. I'm not interested. So really, my sister, you just see her as just because really she is that mean. I've tried everything. So you're right.
I think she's terribly jealous of you because she knows you're much smarter than she is.
Yes, this is true, actually, and I'm actually very, very talented. I found out.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Pack your bag and walk.
Okay, well, then let me move into, can I quick ask something else then? I started a company. It's called Pure Soap Flake Company. It's a natural bathing, cleaning, and laundry products company, and it's got legs. It's on the map, and I'm wondering how you think that's going to do for the rest of the year here.
It'll do very well if you just work it. But instead of working with your family, work with your job, your business.
That's what I've been doing, really. Today caught me off guard because it was my dad's birthday, and he's crossed over. And ever after he died 9 years ago, really, that's when things became horrible. I miss him terribly, and I know he's guiding me from above. But thank you. Okay, when you say work the business, do you have any ideas for marketing or advertising? I don't do Facebook, and I don't want to. I am starting with a distributor called Lotus Light, and that seems extremely promising. Any other ideas of what I might do?
That sounds like a good plan.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And I got you. Don't try to grow too fast.
Right. I do like that idea. Steady Eddie is my deal. Okay, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I ask one more question?
Yeah. Ada Marie.
Thank you. Thank you, Ada. I, for my mom's home, a summer home, and we have had real problems with the neighbors encroaching, and we've pushed them off pretty well, but it looks like we're going to have to get an attorney and go forward to really seal up some stuff. How do you see that going? These neighbors are hostile, aggressive.
I think,
they...
listen, go to the attorney. He'll write one letter and it'll be over.
That's what I was hoping you'd say, and I believe it to be true. Let me ask this, too. They put up a huge pole barn, and they erected it illegally. Do you think there's any hope of us getting that taken down?
Well, it can be taken down, because if it's illegally put up, the county will take. Go to the county. They'll take it down.
Well, we did go to the county, and that's who they said you're going to need to get an attorney because they don't get involved. They said we have to go to court to deal with this or an attorney. So, okay, I think you're right, though, one letter, because I think these people are just pushing their luck, and I think
they're
so
nasty.
Good. Okay, they are. I have to say, look, they're like my sister. Really, I
no,
think
don't. Okay. Now, listen, this is your mother's property, and it's her responsibility. And you cannot be free and then step back and be worrying about your mother. You have to make a choice here, right, Ada Marie?
Yes, she does.
Yes. Well, no, I live here. I actually live in the home, so it's really my affair too. So, but I'm taking care of the property just because I want to make sure that they don't take value from it because they call them squatters' rights. You know, if you don't do something, if somebody's on your property and you don't say no, according to the law,
mm-hmm.
you're saying
that's right.
yes, which is ridiculous.
Then get to an attorney and get it done.
All right, my friends, this is great. Any other information for me? I'm so glad I called in. I've never listened to the show before, but I'm going to certainly from now, and I just I'm very excited I got through. I am so appreciative. Any other insight that you think I need? I'm a mess today, really. I feel like a mess.
Well, go home and take a bath and lay in the tub for a half hour in the warm water, and you'll feel better, and everything will turn out fine.
Oh, Ada, you want to know what? That's exactly what I was going to do, take an Epsom salt bath. And I chose to call first, so, oh, that's great advice. I'm going to continue listening to the show, and I love what you wrote about being world weary, aren't we all?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's wonderful. So everything is pretty clear. I mean, you've been given straight from the shoulder advice. I don't think you should continue living at home.
I kind of have no choice right now. I get to live here rent-free while I'm getting this business off the ground, although that's coming to be. Actually, I'm hoping to buy the house down the road. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. Great. That's really my goal.
Then what happens with your two unhappy sisters then?
Who cares?
Okay. Good. All right.
See, you taught me well. See how I'm a quick learner. I've already
Very
left
good.
Them behind. I trust what you said. I think that I've tried everything to be a loving, kind sister, and it's pretty sad, really. So it is what it is.
I think this may be a carryover from another lifetime in which you were enemies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Do you think that any kind of regression work would help, or talking to both of our, you know, having
no.
my higher self?
No,
nothing's going to help.
Not really.
Uh-huh. How sad, huh? You want to hear something really sad? My mother, same thing happened with her sister. So this is a generational thing. Huh? My mom is like my sister. And my mother didn't speak with her sister for 70 years. No, 60 years. And she died 2 years ago.
You know, you might be interested in my book, which is Journals of a Healer, and you can get it on Amazon. It might give you some ideas.
Oh, good. I'm going to write that down. Journals
of a Healer.
Okay.
And by the way, we need to for Ada Marie. We haven't given out your phone number and your website.
And we're coming to the end of the show. My number,
right.
You can call Ada Marie at 520-896-9510. Or you can go to my website at ADAMARIE@thegoldenoracle, ORACLE.com. And I will answer both of those. If you leave messages, you'll get an answer. If you don't leave a message, you won't get anything.
Okay.
Sounds great, because I'd actually like to get an appointment and do some real work here, which I've been doing on my own, but I do think it would be good to get, you know, help. And I thank you for the information about the book. I'm receptive to everything and anything that'll help. So, all right. Well, I am so glad I called. And I appreciate all of your assistance.
Well, you're welcome.
Have a glorious day. God bless.
You too.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep me on the line, please. Keep me on the line.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Thank
you. Is our hour
and
up?
We have one more real quick, maybe. Let's see if she if someone wants. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
hello?
Who are we talking with?
Denise.
Okay, we have one quick question.
What do you see around a relationship?
What relationship?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't see a relationship.
You don't?
No.
See anytime soon?
No.
Dang.
Look about Christmas time.
Oh, is it somebody I know already, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay. So you see Christmas time. Hmm.
In that area of time, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And that's it? any signs to look for?
No, because you'll meet just as friends, through a friend, and you'll build a relationship from there.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Denise, I'm getting the work on your patience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been
that
patient
would help.
For 10 years. I've been patient for 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. I haven't wanted one for 10 years, and now I feel ready.
Good.
Just impatient now.
Mm-hmm.
I think
okay,
we're running out
so
of time,
lady.
Aren't we?
I think so. And thank you so much, Whitney. It's next time call in a little bit earlier. This is the
tail
end
of the show. Yeah, you know, I
show.
Was on, but I had not pressed one, so I pressed one. So
now
I will. Thank you so much.
Good.
You're welcome.
Great.
Okay.
Right. And any last moment thoughts, Ada Marie?
I don't have any, except I hope everybody's having a wonderful day, and I hope they're feeling good. That's always my wish for people when we do the show, that they feel good and they're having a good day. That is a wonderful thing, and everybody should be doing that. We just send that energy out, and hopefully their day turns around.
Yes, and all I want to say is pay attention and listen and keep your eyes open, and you'll never know where the messages are coming from, and you never when one sentence can change your life, and you just need to listen and pay attention.
Right.
Okay, and we usually end with love and light.
Love and light, and have a wonderful week, okay?
Bye-bye.